Hello and welcome. Today we'd like to focus your attention upon finding your soulmate. So we think the best place to begin is by sharing our definition or our perspective of what a soulmate is. You see, there are many people who are under the impression that there's just one soulmate that they're destined to be with. And this isn't entirely accurate. Before each of you came here, before each of you incarnated, you made a few choices about the life that you were going to live. You chose the parents that you would be born to. You chose whether you're going to be male or female. You chose the time period you'd be born into. And you chose the overall biological family that you were going to be raised within. But when it came to relationships that you'd have, you didn't make just one agreement with just one other soul. You knew that you'd have a ton of free will, and therefore different choices that you could make throughout your life that would lead you to very different experiences, very different encounters, very different people and circumstances. So a soulmate is someone that you have made an agreement with before you physically incarnated, that if you were to come in contact with each other, you'd be willing to have a relationship with, which is why many people who've come in contact with a so-called soulmate have had, you could say, an immediate connection with them. You just really resonate with them. You're very much a match at that time. So in order to fully understand your role in attracting your soulmate, we'd first like to begin with giving you a very brief analogy. So we always say that everything manifests the same exact way, regardless of whether you're perceiving it to be a good manifestation or a bad one. But everything in your reality is vibrating at a particular rate or frequency, and therefore it's also seemingly separated by you consider it to be space and time, linear time. This follows that. So we like to use the analogy of the skyscraper to help you better understand and grasp our perspective of how the vibrations all exist simultaneously right here with all of you and yet are separated. So let's suppose that the skyscraper has 200 floors. There's the ground floor, and then there's floor 2 and 3 and 4 and so on all the way up to floor 200. And each floor has its very own environment, and it's filled with different businesses, different people, different perspectives, different vantage points. You can see different things out of the windows. All of the floors exist simultaneously, of course. However, they're also separate. So if you were to find yourself on a floor that you didn't like, all you'd have to do is just get back in the elevator and you could choose a new floor. So we use the skyscraper analogy to show you how your reality is in some ways self-contained based upon the vibration that you're pulsing out at any time. You are vibrational beings, as are we. The universe is continually responding to the vibration that you're emitting. So the question that we get asked most often is, well, then how do I know where I'm vibrating? And our answer is always by how you feel. These are your energetic nerves. We like to say the emotions that you feel act as the energetic nerves, just as the physical nerves in your fingertips or in your toes or throughout your body let you know when you've come in contact with something painful physically, you pull back. Same thing with your emotions. They were meant to be like energetic nerves that allowed you to receive the signal that you've stumbled upon something that's painful emotionally so that you'd pull back. So that way, you'd have a better gauge, so to speak, on exactly where you are in vibrational, you could say, distance to something that feels good versus something that doesn't. So when you're feeling particularly negative, you're feeling frustrated, you'll find that everything in your reality begins to sync with that vibration. The people that you come in contact with, the experiences that you're manifesting, the thoughts that you're having, maybe the bills that you're receiving, it all matches the vibration that you're tuned to. However, when you're feeling particularly happy, maybe you're elated, maybe you're overjoyed, maybe you're filled with bliss or optimism, or you're just really excited about something, everything in your reality begins to sync up and reflect the new vibration that you're choosing to tune to in that positive vibration. So how do you change the channel that you're vibrating on or that you're tuned to? You remove your focus and place it upon something else. There are positive and negative triggers for all of you. And there are things that make you feel good and things that make you feel bad. It doesn't matter what you're using as your positive triggers. It's all that matters is that it's making you feel good. So why is feeling good so important? Because everything that you've ever wanted, it's all located on that same vibrational channel of feeling good, of feeling receptive, of allowing it in. And when you find a way to tune to feeling good, to feeling positive and optimistic more often, there aren't any blocks. There's no roadblocks or challenges in your way. And it's when you can truly allow what you desire to flow because you've found a way to match the speed of that desire. And we say everything in your reality is vibrating. That car that you're driving, that house that you're living in, that computer that you're typing on, the flowers that are in your garden, they all appear to be physical. That's part of the interesting illusion of your reality. But that's only because you've tuned so perfectly to that vibration that your physical senses can perceive them so much better. They can translate them from a vibration into a sight or a sound or a touch or a taste and so on. You don't even realize that you're doing it. So what does all this have to do with finding your soulmate? It has everything to do with finding your soulmate. You see, each and every relationship that you've ever had, or maybe you've ever witnessed or allowed you to continually observe, for instance, it allows you to get clearer and clearer and more specific about what you do and don't want in a relationship. Not everybody wants the same person. Not everybody wants the same things. Something that may not have necessarily been important to you or maybe even crossed your mind is now something that's a pinnacle for a loving relationship going forward. Now you know with great clarity that this is a deal breaker. So why haven't you found that loving relationship yet? You've certainly asked for it. You've been asking for this loving relationship over and over and over and again. But what's stopping you from finding them? The number one mistake that most people make is that they become too focused upon not having what they want, that they become tuned, really, perfectly tuned to the exact opposite of what they desire. And so from that, of course, we realize that's not what you mean to do, but it's what you're pulsing out. When you become more aware of something or someone, in this case, missing, you literally become the barrier to your own desire. And we realize how frustrating this must be for all of you, but it's the truth. So the question is, all right, so what am I supposed to do about that? How can I not be aware that I don't have the loving relationship that I want? And we tell you, we have broken this process down into two phases. And that first phase is all about distracting. And this is where you want to slow and stop the momentum of what you don't want. And in this case, not having the person in the relationship that you desire. Simply put, you want to feel emotionally as good as you possibly can, as often as you possibly can. Not only does it help you start to tune to what you want, but it makes you feel good now. And you can use absolutely anything as your excuse to feel good, realizing that there are tons and tons and tons of positive triggers that each of you have that make you feel good. And any time spent focused onto something that feels good to you is creating new positive momentum to allow you to become a match to the relationship that you most desire. So that initial work in the very beginning stages was to clarify using either your very own experience or something that you were witnessing and observing to get more specific about what's important to you, what you really do want going forward. And so once you begin to have that target, now the work is to slow and stop that negative momentum that's been created by being so aware that this person is not here, or am I asking for too much, or maybe I'm being too picky, or maybe this person wouldn't be attracted to me. Each and every one of you, without exception, you have areas of your life that are really easy for you. They've just always worked well. They could be something that seems so simple to you, and yet there are others that have great difficulty manifesting it. And you never really had to give much thought about that area. It could be anything. It could be finances. It could be career. It could be making friends. It could be getting pregnant. It could be your health. It could be having a naturally fit body. It could be absolutely anything. But it's different, likely, for all of you. But as you look at the areas of your life that work well for you or work better for you, then you'll notice one thing in common. And this is what's interesting. There isn't a whole lot of worrying around that topic. In fact, there likely isn't a whole lot of focus on it at all. You just expect it to work out. it's always worked out before, so it didn't require much of your focus. You don't get too hyper-focused on something that's already working well. It's just something that you continue to expect to be there. And so the natural flow of energy is for things to effortlessly come to you. That's how things are supposed to manifest. But when you desire something, in that exact moment, you've literally created the vibrational existence of that very thing. That person, that relationship in this case, you've created it already. So remember, we spoke about that analogy of the television before. We've given you the analogy of the skyscraper, of all of the different floors that you're on. And that relationship that you desire with this dream person is right here. It's right now. And we realize that might be hard to believe. We know because you can't perceive them, but it's not because it's not here. It's because you're not on the same vibrational channel, or so to speak, not on the same floor. So your task, in fact, your only task in this moment, is to find a way to match up with that vibration. So how do you know if you're in the right vibration? By the way you feel. This person that you're searching for is also searching for you. Really take a moment to absorb that. They're looking for you just as you're looking for them. There are many, many soulmates that each of you have that match the vibrational equivalency of your desired relationship. So don't worry about, what if I miss my chance, or that was the one and now I don't have them. You don't have just one chance. There are so many other chances that are continually all being orchestrated for you in this exact moment. It is a guarantee. So how does feeling good help me find the love that I'm seeking? When you begin to tune to what feels good to you, you begin to harmonize with everything else that's similar in that frequency. Everything that you desire is on that channel. And the first inclination that you're on the right track is you begin to feel a bit better. You begin to feel more hopeful, begin to feel at peace, or you feel happy. And that's when you know that you are beginning to turn into the direction of allowing for that flow to start to come in. You get inspiration that starts to synchronistically line up. And that synchronicity is directed so that you are finding yourself in just the right place at just the right time, saying just the right thing. And in this case, meeting just the right person. And it can come together effortlessly. Think about how many times there have been things, big or small, that have come together in a way that really didn't require a whole lot of your micromanaging. So you can use so many different excuses to help you feel good. And we go into them quite often about all of the different ways that you can use positive triggers that help you feel good. Remember, it doesn't matter why you feel good. It only matters that you do. All of you have them. All of you can feel good. All of you have felt good. And more importantly, all of you want to feel good. So they can be something simple is always what we encourage to start with, because there's really very little resistance in them. You either like them or you don't. The sound of rain, the sound of a waterfall, feeling nice warm sand in your bare feet, or watching the waves crash on the shore, or listening to your favorite songs, or meditating, or walking out in nature, listening to birds. It doesn't really matter what these are, but if one of them is something that just naturally you feel drawn to, go do it. Put yourself in that reset button for now so that you can just stop getting yourself into that place of, but I've been waiting so long and it's not here. How much longer do I have to wait? Because each time you do that, it focuses more on the absence of this person. And we oftentimes remind you that nature is so good at transmuting negative energy. It really is so helpful for you to release negative tension, energy blocks, and it does it in a very short period of time. So you all have things that you just enjoy. You just like them. So use these things in your reality and then focus on them as often as you can. Not only will this help you feel good right now, but it helps you synchronize with everything else that's in that resonance with vibration of feeling good. So you see, every time that you ask for our assistance, every time that you ask us a question or you pray, we are continually responding. But if you're not tuned to receiving the inspiration, if you're not a match, If you're not tuned to allowing the answer to flow through, then you can't perceive it. It's not that it's not here. It's that you're not a match to it. The door's locked. It's not that we aren't constantly guiding you and answering your questions. It's that our answers fall upon deaf ears when you're not a match to the answer. So you cannot be tuned to the problem and be a match to the solution at the same time. They're just too different in vibration. So how do you literally attract the relationship that you've been summoning? We oftentimes talk about skipping to the end. And it's so incredibly powerful for helping you to sidestep all of the resistance that you feel you have in the moment. So let's say that you're writing a story. How would this ideal relationship look for you? What would the two of you enjoy doing together? Where would you go? Or would you want to have a family? Would you want to have children? Or would you just prefer that it was the two of you? What kinds of interests does this person have? Do they love to travel, or do you like to stay put? Do they like warm areas? Do they like cold areas? What kinds of conversations do you have? What kind of person is this? What kinds of things are important to each of you in the relationship? What does it feel like to be with this person right now? That's what's so important. What does that feel like? What does it feel like to give this person a big hug right now? What does it feel like to hold hands and go for a walk with this person and have a wonderful afternoon where you've just gotten lost in the conversation because you enjoy each other's company so very much? You can't vibrationally think about all of this and it not exist. It is a guarantee. Not only does it exist, but this person is seeking to find you as well. So get yourself into that place of, what does this feel like? You don't need to know who this person is in order to play with this, skipping to the end. You don't even need to necessarily have them have a face, but you can create an avatar, if you will, a character, a role of this person, of what that feels like. And this is an incredibly powerful manifestation tool because you're literally tuning to the exact channel that this relationship exists upon. There's no concern in that moment of who they are, or how long it took to find them, or where you met them. It doesn't matter in that moment because they're here with you now. In this moment, it doesn't matter. And that's what we mean by sidestepping all of the resistance that you feel that the logical mind's kind of throwing on that trail of, yeah, but I don't know where he is, and I don't know how much longer it's going to be, and I don't know who they are, and so on. Because in this moment, there is no more absence. There's no more longing or yearning for something, or in this case, someone that you don't have. And you're able to tune to that frequency of the relationship that you desire. And the more that you can relax into the process of trusting that the universe is truly the ultimate matchmaker and can orchestrate and arrange absolutely anything that you desire, the more that you magnetize yourself to allowing it to come to you. We promise you that. Because this person, they're not missing. They're just on another vibrational channel. And your one and only job is to vibrationally align with this person. And the universe will take care of the rest. Because you've gotten clear about who you want or what kind of person you want and what it feels like to have it. And now the rest is up to the universe. Sit back and relax. Because you will be inspired to be in just the right place at just the right time. It's supposed to be effortless. It's supposed to be easy. The pain that you've felt from past relationships, or the pain that you maybe have felt from not having what you want for a long time, it has not been for nothing. It's allowed you really the wonderful opportunity to find something better, to find someone better. And though you don't need to necessarily feel pain in order to grow and evolve, you don't typically seek out solutions to problems that you don't have. And so in this case, it's extremely beneficial to you that you've had those past experiences. So every experience that you've had that led you to this exact moment was a benefit to you, because now you know more clearly than ever before what you want, which is a wonderful place to be. Because many will come to us and they'll say, well, should I actively look for this person? Should I go on dating sites, or should I just wait for this person to appear? And we always say, there isn't just one right way to attract what you desire, that there are so many different paths that can bring you to this relationship. However, and this is really, really, really important, because we see so many of you do this, Most people make decisions based on the lack or the absence that they feel, and this leads to more of the same. So in other words, when you make decisions, when you're feeling frustrated, when you're feeling desperate, when you're feeling resentful or sad or lonely or angry or anything negative, and you're in that negative emotional state, the inspiration that comes is often going to lead you to a place that creates more frustration, more desperation, more aggravation, because that's the channel you're tuned to. Remember, you're always tuned to something. Make sure that you're taking stock of where you are when you're getting these aha moments, because you're always in alignment with something. And so if you're getting this aha moment, but really it's the logical mind trying to come up with a good idea, because you're feeling, and you know how you feel in that moment, you're feeling frustrated by not knowing where this person is or what to do, then you know that you need to step back and find a way to align back with what you do want. And then the inspiration that you get feels good. It feels good, and you get that bright idea to do this, and it leads you to exactly what you're looking for, because the vibration that you were in when you got that idea. So you're always going to be a match to something. You're always tuned to some channel. Make sure that the channel that you're tuned to is the one that you want more of, the one that you want magnified, because if it's not, it's not going to lead you to what you desire. It can lead you to more clarifying moments, which from our perspective is, quite frankly, always a wonderful benefit. But your desire is located on a different channel. So the most important thing that you can do is get yourself feeling good. And it's often easier to just get off the subject that's not working altogether, because there's usually a lot of negative momentum. You've kind of thought about this as something continually for a long time, and it's likely not a fleeting thought that you've just stumbled upon. So directing your attention onto something completely different is sometimes a lot easier. So you don't need to try to get inspiration to do just the right thing. The inspiration's inevitable when you deliberately direct your vibration. Then you can be sure that that inspiration that you received will lead to more of what will help you to feel good. Do you see the simplicity that can be there? It's like a wonderful treasure map that holds all sorts of different kinds of treasures for you along the way. And if you just hold yourself steady in a vibration that feels good to you, the universe, it will conspire in every way to orchestrate that experience that will surprise and delight and overjoy you and make you feel like, oh, it's here. I've done it. I've matched it. You're here. So when the doubts, the fears, perhaps the past traumas, when they start to play in your mind, you must learn to hold them off. You must learn to keep them at bay by redirecting your focus and holding those thoughts or that negative focus. It only magnifies what you don't want, which is exactly what you don't want. It's as simple as like attracts like, which is why you can only experience what you resonate with. So if we were to tell you, don't worry, you have nothing to worry about. You're going to meet this person in the next 3 weeks. How would you feel from that? You'd feel elated. You'd feel relieved. You'd feel a great feeling of anticipation. You're excited. You're looking forward to it. There isn't a feeling of lack anymore. Even though this person isn't here quite yet, you have a confirmation that they're coming and you're excited. And there's a feeling of, you feel wonderment, you feel excitement, you feel anticipation meeting this person. And this, that feeling that we're talking about, that's how we would encourage you to feel as you move forward, knowing that the universe knows how to bring you exactly who you want. And your expectation and your anticipation of it's naturally going to speed up that manifestation, because you're more in alignment with looking for something that you expect. When you expect something to be there, you're very close. You're on the cusp of that materializing, rather than feeling as though something's lost or that it's absent or it's missing. So we hope that you have found this message to be helpful, and we look forward to seeing your loving relationship blossom. In love and light, we are your angelic guides.